talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had a little random start for you here this morning. I was just doing some show prep. Our friend David Noble, you know, he's not only a great commentator who fills in for us on the show here, but he's also an attorney for his day job. So he suggested a while back, he said, hey, you guys should sign up for the Montana Judicial Branch Supreme Court Opinion Digest Update. I know that's a long way of saying. Basically, it's a newsletter published by Bowen Greenwood, the clerk for the Montana Supreme Court. It's a digest of Supreme Court opinions. So when these Supreme Court opinions come out, you get kind of a little blurb and then a nice link to the full document. I mean, this is a nice update in transparency. Before, you'd have to, like, try to track down some clerk and, hey, can I get this document? And they try to charge you money for it. It'd take forever. And it's like, good night. Yeah, why don't you just send us a link to the file? Boom, that's what Bowen Greenwood is doing here. So kind of a cool deal. Anyway, so I thought, yeah, let's sign up for it. So random start to the morning here. I'm reading one of the latest opinions, just the short digest, the short version of it here, DA-23-0359. Let's see, what does it say here? We should have saved this story for Transgender Visibility Awareness Day. What do they call that? The Transgender Visibility Day, Transgender Visibility Awareness. Anyway, maybe next Transgender Visibility Day we can share this story with you here. What does this say here for this court case digest? Petitioner Thomas Nichols, Nikki, in quotes, appeals a third judicial district court order denying her, they should have put quotes around that one, denying her petition for a sealed record name change petition. Now, Nikki is currently incarcerated at the Montana State Prison. So, apparently, I read through the opinion here, and I'm not a lawyer. You know, I'm just a caveman. I don't know your crazy lawyer games here, but it looks like, reading this this brief little opinion here, is that Thomas Nichols is in prison. Thomas Nichols is wanting to be recognized for Transgender Visibility Awareness Day. Thomas wanted to get a name change, apparently got the name change to Nikki instead of Tom. And but Tom wanted it all sealed. Tom didn't want this to be made public that he was changing his name to Nikki. So that, but, and the Supreme Court basically said, yeah, but everybody already calls you Nikki. They knew you were Tom. They know you're a dude that identifies as a woman, so that, why do you need to seal your name change? Anyway, that's what this case looks like it came to. Anyway, what is Thomas Nichols, a.k.a. Nikki, incarcerated for? Nikki is currently incarcerated at the Montana State Prison for committing sex crimes against children. Anyway, so there's another story for you for the next Transgender Visibility Awareness Day, whenever that's on the calendar. I don't know if that one will come, but I'm sure Google or somebody will force it to be on your calendar automatically as one of their most celebrated holidays of the year, as Jews continue to get assaulted on college campuses in America. Again, we're in a paranormal circus, like I mentioned yesterday. All right, let's see. Lots to talk about. Phone lines are open for you. Back after this.
Securing America.
State Department officials say the 13 people allegedly involved in the spyware sales, quote, facilitated or derived financial benefit from the technology. In a statement, the agency says the spyware was used to target journalists, academics, human rights advocates, dissidents, and others. They did not identify those named in the restrictions, but the group also includes the family members of those involved in such businesses. The visa restrictions come more than 2 months after the federal government enacted a new policy that enforces visa constraints on those engaging in practices that could threaten freedom of expression and privacy. Another aim of the restrictions is to counter the spyware that's been used by authoritarian governments for spying. The misuse of commercial spyware has been a growing global concern, with reports highlighting how it's been used to infringe on personal freedoms and carry out espionage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mostly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range from the lower 70s in Bozeman to around 77 in the Billings area. for tonight. We can expect partly cloudy skies with low temperatures back in the lower to middle 40s. And then the outlook for Thursday does call for some scattered rain showers across the area, especially in the afternoon. Highs from the low 60s, around 70. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Sustainable swimwear. Please define sustainable swimwear for me. My goodness. And again, another random story for you here this morning. So I don't know if you guys heard this, but there is a TikTok ban. Joe Biden is set to sign a version of a ban on the communist Chinese app TikTok into law. You remember Montana was the first state in the nation to ban TikTok. Remember the gnashing of teeth that we heard over that one? I mean, here on this show, I've been very critical of the communist Chinese intelligence collection platform. The communist Chinese influence operation known as TikTok. And man, the leftists would just scream whenever you criticize their dearly beloved TikTok. And now it's not necessarily a ban, but it's a forced divestiture of TikTok. But of course, they're giving the communist Chinese 1 year to do it. You know, I just wish they were as easy on American businesses as they are on the communist Chinese-owned businesses here. But of course, in the media, you know, in the local media here in Montana, it's very hard to find stories critical of the communist Chinese. But whenever there is a story about TikTok, there's always this sympathetic communist Chinese storyline. Anyway, I read this story by the Montana Television Network. Missoula business concerned about TikTok ban, concerned about the end of TikTok. And it's a lady who posts a bunch of swimsuit photos, apparently to sell a bunch of swimsuits. And so she does pretty well on social media. Imagine that. A lady wearing swimsuits doing well on social media. I don't know how that performs so well on social media. Apparently, reporting serious news stories doesn't draw as many clicks on TikTok and elsewhere as, just showing yourself in a swimsuit. Apparently, that works. But I'm reading this article, and it's like, I don't know, cool business. You know, sounds like a cool deal. You know, gal lives in Missoula. She sells swimsuits online. Hey, cool business, right? But then I'm reading it, and they're swimsuits especially designed for mountain women. Swimsuits designed for mountain women. Like, how is that different than another kind of swimsuit? Maybe they're more rugged. Okay, cool. All right. So if you slip down the rocks while you're, you know, climbing up to that cliff to jump off of, you know, there's a little more rugged material, so you don't have a hole in the back of your, you know, the back of your swimsuit. Okay, so it's more rugged. They're designed for mountain women. All right, move over. It's my trail. It's ma'am. But then I'm reading this story, and she says, I sell sustainable swimwear. It's like, okay, look, I get it. You're in Missoula, and it doesn't matter what you sell. You just tell everybody, oh, it's sustainable. Okay, what does that even mean? It's sustainable swimwear. I'm just reading this, and maybe I'll reach out to the business owner and say, how do you define sustainable swimwear? Sustainable swimwear. I mean, seriously, this is what is just so stupid about society today is, like, you have to use these stupid little buzzwords for everything. Oh, it's sustainable. Really? How is it sustainable? You're making clothing that is made from petroleum products, and you're making them for mountain women. So that tells me it has to be a little more rugged, has to be a little thicker to survive those slips and falls on the trail or on the, on the rocks as you're climbing up to jump off the cliff. That's not sustainable. It's more rugged. Anyway, it's just all this stuff. You just read this stuff in the news and you're just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me here? What was another random one that caught my eye here this morning? Oh, the Arab Spring Break. I don't know if you've got your sustainable swimwear. If you're traveling to some of these pro-Hamas countries, I would encourage you, don't wear the sustainable swimsuit. You're going to want to be more covered up than that because they're very hostile to women in bikinis. So they will not like your TikTok channel. They will not like your sustainable swimwear. They will want you to wear something a lot more rugged. Yes, even more rugged than the Missoula Mountain swimsuit gal on TikTok. Or they would throw you in prison. They would throw you in jail. They would do worse things than that in some of these radical Islamic countries that all these liberal women are protesting in support of right now. Back to TikTok, though. So what's the story there? Here's Peter Ducey with Fox News.
Republicans wanted to make sure that this potential ban could pass quickly, so they attached it to the foreign aid package that has $26 billion for Israel, way more money, more than twice as much, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. And now the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, which the FBI director said just yesterday is beholden to the Chinese government, has to sell it within 9 months with a possible 3-month extension if a sale is in progress. Otherwise, in the U.S., it is banned outright. And lawmakers are trying to keep the addictive algorithm in its current form away from America's kids.
Yeah, look at they're giving China a year to figure this thing out. They're giving China a year to figure this thing out. Look at how soft, even in a so-called bill to crack down on a known national security threat. It is understood in a bipartisan basis that TikTok is a national security threat to this country, that TikTok is pushing things on your kids that they won't be pushing on their kids back in China. Nah, you know what? Hey, we want to give them a year to figure this whole thing out. But man, if you owned a small gun store in Great Falls, Montana, they'd come in fully armed IRS agents, good night. They're harder on American businesses than they are Chinese.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Quote, I regard myself as a wartime speaker, declared House Speaker Mike Johnson recently. Only we're not sure if Johnson was referring to the internecine war among Republicans over whether he should keep his job. At least three House Republicans are ready to oust Johnson. One is Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey. Other Republicans doubt there will be an effort to remove Johnson. Quote, I don't think the threat is really real at this point, just because you don't have an alternative, said GOP Louisiana Representative Garrett Graves. What we saw last fall when this all went down, there's no alternative. There's lots of blowback to Johnson after he advanced a Ukraine aid bill with Democratic support. Conservatives also implored Johnson to attach border security to the plan, but that wasn't feasible. Quote, we don't have the vote, said Johnson. If you put Ukraine in any package, you can't also do the border because I lose Republican votes on that rule. My friends don't get it, said Johnson. Are they still your friends? Asked yours truly. Quote, they're all my friends, said Johnson. I love everybody in this building. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northmond. A few weeks ago, the Biden administration finalized three rules rolling back changes made to the Endangered Species Act during the Trump administration. The ESA was a very important topic for cattle producers in Washington, D.C. last week attending the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's legislative conference. Now, two of these rule changes include reinstating the blanket 4D rule and allowing the government to designate critical habitat designations in areas where species may or may not live. NCBA's Ethan Lane.
If we pile enough dirt on this coffee table, the case can be made under the Endangered Species Act, as it was written in the Obama administration, that habitat has the potential to support a species. And because the potential is there, that's definitely critical habitat. Well, I think we can all agree, sitting in this room, this coffee table should not be critical habitat for anything, right?
The third rule disregards the economic impact of ESA listing decisions.
There is a long-held belief in the environmental community that you have to consider these species without the burden of considering economic impact, right? Because it'll cloud your judgment if you let dirty money get involved. Well, we need to make sure people can eat and clothe themselves and keep the power on as well. So these were pretty rational changes, and the Biden administration is hoping no one notices how irrational it is to roll them back.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that the rule changes strengthen protection for species with a science-based approach that are in line with President Biden's climate agenda. Wyoming Stock Growers President Jack Berger says the new rules just throw common sense out the door.
We do need ESA reform, but when it comes like this, and there creates more challenges for us, especially since we have to deal with grizzly bears and just what their potential habitat, taking the economic factor out of it instead, that's very concerning for us.
Montana Stock Growers President John Grandy said that the administration has made no effort in updating the delisting of a species once it's recovered.
They keep talking about more recovery of the wolf. Well, obviously the wolf is quite well recovered. We can't seem to get the grizzly delisted, and now we're listing the wolverine with, as near as we can tell, absolutely zero sound science behind that. They don't know how many wolverines there are. They don't know if it's more or less than there were 10 or 20 years ago.
NCBA said the Biden administration's changes are weaponizing the Endangered Species Act against ranchers and working lands in general.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Beef and baseball. It's a guaranteed grand slam when the two connect. No surprise there. All it takes is one whiff of that mouth-watering, juicy burger, and the whole team will be wondering how they can get their mitts on one of those homegrown patties. Batter up! Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Montana Beef Council and your $1 per head beef checkoff.
The price for the nation's 8 major fertilizers were up from last month and third week of April. Checking out a few of those prices, where we see DAP priced at $780 a ton, potash $513, urea $585 a ton, anhydrous $794, UAN 28 $364, and UAN 32 $418 a ton. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. President Trump takes to the microphone. Dana Perino had a great segment yesterday. I think it was on the 5. I don't know. I was sitting at a track meet, so I had Fox News. I was switching back and forth between talk radio, and then I had Fox News, the 5, playing in my earbud while I was waiting in between events at an afternoon/evening track meet. You know what I'm talking about. Those can be pretty long waits in between events, so I figured, hey, I better listen to some news here in the meantime. But Dana Perino was making a great point. You know, there's this gag order against President Trump. He's not allowed to speak up and truly defend himself in the midst of this sham of a trial in New York City. But the people that are on the other side, appearing in the same courtroom, that are testifying against him in that court, they get to say whatever they want. They get to go on CNN, MSNBC, and they get to say whatever they want. But Donald Trump, no, he's not allowed to say anything about them. I mean, it is just such a sham that is going on. Anyway, he took to the microphone and kind of referenced that to a certain extent here. Well, let's just jump right into it. I was going to go to Jesse Waters talking about the Arab Spring break. And these nut job leftists in their violent clashes on college campuses. But let's go to President Trump here. What did he have to say at the microphone at the court in New York City?
Well, these are articles that were over the last day and a half. They're very good articles. They say the case is a sham and it shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted. And I don't even know if you're allowed to put them in. We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a day order. I don't think anybody's ever said anything like this. I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order. And I'm not sure that anybody's ever seen anything like this before. And even having to do with articles, somebody writes an article. If I read every one of these articles incomplete, I read some of it and I'll look at headlines, all good headlines, and the case is a sham. But I can't read the whole thing. I'd be reading, this is like reading a novel. So I put an article in, and then somebody's name is mentioned somewhere deep in the article, and I end up in violation of the gag order. I think it's a disgrace. It's totally unconstitutional. I don't believe it's never, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't even believe this is being allowed to take place in our country right now. Could you imagine if this was a Democrat presidential candidate? They would have never even allowed this thing to move forward. Yet a gag order, all this other BS.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Major vote in the upper chamber. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that foreign aid bill late last night. The final vote, 79 to 18. Here's what's in it. $26 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific.
People angry about the bill demonstrating outside the Brooklyn home of Senate leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden says he'll sign the bill today. Part of that tent city at Columbia University remains in place today. The school extending a deadline to remove the encampment, saying it's making progress in talks with leaders of the student protests. Military horses running loose in London. Well, London police corralling all seven horses. At least four people were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Meanwhile, in another part of New York City, of course, we've got these radical left-wing college kids still being allowed to shut down college campuses. Here's the latest. That might have been in this Fox News update. I didn't get a chance to listen as closely as I wanted to there for just a second. But yeah, meanwhile, look at what we still have taking place on these college campuses. And J.D. Vance is a senator from Ohio, and he broke down the two things that are happening here. Because I don't know about you guys, but this is not a surprise. As sickening, as sick, twisted, and disgusting as this is to see these Jewish students or other students standing up for Israel get assaulted, get death threats, get treated the way they get treated. When you have people in our country on our own college campuses that get heavily subsidized with your taxpayer dollars, not just students, but the overwhelming number of these college professors at places like Columbia that are also saying things like, we are Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. Is it really a surprise to any of us? Look, we have seen the hatred for America that is openly embraced, the anti-American activity. What do you think critical race theory was all about? They wanted to push critical race theory, not just at places like Columbia University. They wanted to push critical race theory in public schools in Bozeman, Montana. Anti-American, openly racist type of material that they want to indoctrinate kids with. So why would it be any surprise now then that you've got openly anti-American, chance of death to America taking place on these college campuses, and then openly racist / anti-Semitic things being said? Why would that be a surprise to anybody? If you've been paying any attention whatsoever to so many of these college campuses and the extremist rhetoric that not just gets tolerated, but that just gets openly encouraged, we know exactly what is going on here. But J.D. Vance, he says there's basically two forces. Where is this campus violence coming from? There are two forces cultivated by the left. that he says are driving this. It's a convergence of dual factors. He was on with Jesse Waters earlier this week. He says, on one hand, you have well-educated, limousine, self-hating liberals who get very good educations, but really getting very good indoctrination. They are not getting an education in anything. Basically, he's saying they're getting indoctrination. And then on the flip side, you have the importation of millions of people, some of whom are not properly vetted and some of whom hate this country. Those two forces are joining in Columbia and in Yale and producing this incredible campus violence. So that's the two factors. Limousine liberals, self-hating, they hate their own country, limousine liberals combining with the importation of people who hate America.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we had a great question from one of our listeners yesterday. It was at the very end of the show. It was in like the last couple of minutes of the show. Jane in Bozeman called in and said, hey, what's with this convoy? I saw a convoy of blue trucks. It was like a convoy of blue government vehicles. What's going on? You know, because everybody's always kind of on edge, wondering what's going on, you know, with the invasion of illegal aliens at our southern border and all sorts of other crazy. You know, we had that China spy balloon flew over us over a year ago. And so everybody's always like, wait, what's going on? Is there something we don't know about? But it was a really good question from Jane and Bozeman. Hey, I just saw a gathering of blue trucks at two or three hotels along Baxter Lane. They were U.S. government trucks, probably between 20 and 25 or more. Just wondered if anybody knows what that was about. Luckily, I knew what that was about, and I was able to get confirmation. Got a story on our Montana Talks website for you right now. I'll tell you about that here in just a second, but first, you know, we were talking about TikTok. Attorney General Austin Knutson here in Montana, issued the following statement in response to congressional approval of a bill that will ban TikTok in the United States if Chinese-owned ByteDance does not sell their stake of the platform. Now you remember Montana was the first state in the nation to ban the communist Chinese app TikTok. Ban it. Right. Now, of course, a liberal federal judge in Missoula, surprise, 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 put a halt to that ban. Same liberal judge that, you know, puts a halt to oil, gas, coal, timber operations. You know, he'll put a very quick halt to American businesses from getting up and running. He'll put a halt to forest health initiatives. That's the same liberal judge who, by the way, ruled against the Signal Peak coal mine. And now the Biden administration is dragging their feet, threatening 260 jobs there and hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenues for Muscle Shell and Yellowstone counties. But this liberal judge in Missoula, oh, he stood up for the communist Chinese businesses, didn't he? So he put a halt on the TikTok ban. But anyway, Montana's, you know, ban basically was very quickly putting a ban in place against the communist Chinese app TikTok. But now this bill that got through Congress that Joe Biden's going to sign in this other massive foreign aid package, that'll give the Chinese a year to figure it all out. Man, they, you know, when they shut down timber projects, they just shut them down right then and there. Heck, they've been shutting down American jobs or delaying American jobs with some of these liberal federal judges for much longer than just a year. But you know, anyway, look at how soft they're still going on China right now. Anyway, Attorney General Austin Knutson, though, he says this: I'm glad to see that Congress finally acted and followed Montana's lead to ban TikTok. The dangerous application is a spy tool for the Chinese Communist Party that poses a serious threat to our national security and puts the privacy of Americans at risk. I hope President Biden keeps his promise and signs the bill into law. Montana became the first state to ban TikTok late last year when Senate Bill 419 was signed into law. Attorney General Austin Knutson's office drafted the legislation and was influential in getting it to the governor's desk. Speaking of Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, you know, there's been so much focus on the U.S. Senate race and on the wide open Eastern Montana congressional race as well. But Attorney General Austin Knutson is on the ballot this November. Also, and I just got the latest campaign update from Jake Eaton regarding Attorney General Austin Knutson's campaign. And the bottom line is this: Attorney General Austin Knutson has raised twice the amount of his Democrat opponent, off to a tremendous fundraising lead, having raised more than two times his Democrat opponent and maintaining over three times as much cash on hand. That was the memo from Jake Eaton here regarding Attorney General Austin Knutson's campaign. He also, according to internal polling that was released here, Austin Knutson holds a double-digit lead over the Democrat opponent in this race. And then one final note. Let's see. I think this memo was probably from a couple of days ago now. So I think it's safe to say that we are now, 196 days until Election Day. So under 200 days until Election Day, according to this memo. But, you know, from a primary election standpoint, absentee ballots are less than 3 weeks out from being shipped out. So, yeah, there you go. All right. So what was the deal with all these blue government vehicles in Bozeman? Now, when I got the phone call from Jane at the very end of the show yesterday, hey, what's with all these government trucks, all these blue government trucks? What's going on there? I think initially I knew exactly what it was that she was referring to, because we had a press release from the Montana National Guard, came in a few days ago, notifying the public that a joint training exercise featuring the civil support team would be taking place in the Bozeman area. So, you know, thanks to my prior service in the National Guard, I knew exactly what their vehicles might look like. Anyway, according to the press release that we received, the Montana National Guard's 83rd Civil Support Team is hosting a joint training exercise called Operation Yellowstone. And that's taking place April 22nd to April 26th. So we're right in the middle of that training exercise right now. And it's taking place at various locations in Bozeman and Gallatin County. The public should be aware that training aids and safety equipment will be used to simulate hazards, and there will be increased military and first responder presence in the area. There is no threat to the public. So I put their full press release on our Montana Talks website, because this civil support team, it's a really cool capability, incredible capability from a CBRN, you know, chem, bio, rad, nuke standpoint. They have incredibly well-trained soldiers as well. You know, a lot of National Guard soldiers are part-time. You know, you do the 1 weekend a month and at least 2 weeks in the summer, and then usually some more training in addition to that, and then a lot of extra volunteer stuff in your off time. And then but the CST soldiers, and then they have some Air National Guard members as well. They are all full-time. It is a full-time unit and mission, so that they are able to respond in support of domestic authorities, first responders, etc. So there's a full YouTube video that the National Guard actually put together, kind of telling you, you know, what these civil support teams do. Pretty cool video. I've got it on our Montana Talks website right now. And you think about how crazy the world is getting right now. It's another reason why we need a capability just like that. I mean, look at our wide open southern border right now. Lebanese Hezbollah, all these Iranian-backed proxies and this Iranian threat network. If they weren't on American soil already, they were. They certainly are now. They certainly have the ability to today and tomorrow and the next day because of Joe Biden and John Tester's wide open southern border. And so you think about, you know, another 9/11 tragically could be right around the corner because of all the threats that are allowed to infiltrate this country right now. I mean, look, again, going back to the left-wing protesters on these college campuses, the Arab Spring Break, as Jesse Waters refers to it. I mean, we have chance of death to America on American soil.
While Donald Trump's been trapped in a freezing courtroom, he's had a front row seat to the pro-terror takeover happening on college campuses across New York. Joe Biden said there were fine people on both sides.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitism? anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Find people on both sides. I only see one. I don't see Jews chanting death to America, lighting fires and assaulting cops. Trump called it a disgrace.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess.
Democrats across the country showed how weak they were in 2020 when they let their cities and states burn at the hands of BLM. Now Biden's in the driver's seat, and these radicals know that no one's going to hold him accountable. Even Fetterman thinks this is Biden's Charlottesville. He says, add some tiki torches, and it's Charlottesville for the Jewish students. Jihadi co-eds flooding the streets with flares, calling for an intifada. This is happening while Hamas still has Americans hostage. Fetterman, not as polite as I am.
It's completely reasonable to want a ceasefire or to have a different view on that. Absolutely, that's a democracy. But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble. It just makes you an asshole.
Last night, I didn't catch that one there. I don't know if that was that word allowed on the radio. I don't know if that. Hopefully, Travis had the red button there ready. Wasn't ready for that one there. All right. He makes another very important point here about how these are not peaceful protesters. Stand by.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And they had this battle of, you know, the whether or not this gag order is legitimate. And a fight between Trump's attorneys and the judge, you're losing credibility. Well, why does everybody else involved in the case allowed to talk and give their opinions and Trump can't go out and defend himself? Seems pretty straightforward. If you're going to let one side talk, you got to let all sides talk. There was no crime here. They made it up. They have to combine a non-existent state misdemeanor beyond the statute of limitations, tie it to a federal felony, which was not prosecuted by the federal government that did look at it. And all of this is just the way that, I guess, American justice works under a weaponized justice system of Merrick Garland and Joe Biden.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Man, it is an absolute circus, a clown show that is taking place in this country right now. But this is no normal circus. This is no normal clown show. Did you guys hear about Paranormal Cirque? The Paranormal Circus in Billings last weekend. Boy, doesn't our country seem like a paranormal circus right now? Open borders, criminals put back out on the streets, the lawlessness, crazy. Paranormal, practically.
Helping other countries and start helping our own. Paid for by Stacey Zinn from Montana. I'm Stacey Zinn, and I approve this message.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, back at you here. Sorry for the slight delay there. Needed to top off my coffee. Even though the sun's up, still dark 30, isn't it, out there? All right, let's see. Where did I leave off here with Jesse Waters? There was one other part that I wanted. Oh, I got a funny note from Tim and Savage, because he'll listen in on the on Mark and Paul in the 5 o'clock hour. They have a fun 5 o'clock hour, don't they, by the way? well, we have that goofy Ground Zero show going on here. Yeah, but anyway, Tim and Savage says, don't worry. Mark and Paul use that word all the time, on the radio. So I think you're safe. You know what? I think you're right. I think I have heard them say that. I thought their mic was off, but, yeah, Mike must've been on for that one. There's one other point here. Let me see if I queued it up in the right spot. It might have the Fetterman quote for you again here.
150 wannabe jihadis were arrested at NYU after the NYPD was brought in to break up the terror encampments growing on campus. But the students and faculty, yeah, there's faculty there. Didn't go peacefully.
So basically, what you're hearing right now, if you were actually watching the video, you would see these professors and these students, and then other left-wing agitators from the community that created fake ID cards, fake student ID cards, so that they could also show up and take part in these college campus protests. You see them fighting with police. And in California, later in that same segment by Jesse Waters last night, at a college campus in California, you can literally see protesters fighting with police there as well, beating one police officer over the helmet with one of those gigantic, you know, water cooler water jugs. And so, but here's AOC saying that these are peaceful protests, as they're calling for the death of their fellow students, their fellow Jewish students or pro-Israeli students. Absolutely sickening, absolutely twisted and disgusting, and shows you what these college campuses, what their left-wing politics, what they are fomenting in America, and the propaganda that they have been pushing now for decades is on full display. That's why I think one of our listeners nailed it yesterday, and I apologize. It came in on the Montana Talks app. I apologize. I forget who sent us the message, but they made a really good point. They said, you know, the reason these colleges are going to remote learning. And by the way, it's not just for the rest of the week. They're doing remote learning for the rest of the semester. Another listener was right, but this listener made a really good point on the app yesterday that they're not shutting down these college campuses to protect their students, the Jewish students that are being threatened. They're shutting down these college campuses to protect their reputations, because they are being embarrassed all across the country right now by their left-wing activists. I thought it was a great point. All right, hey guys, some lighter news, some good news for you here to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Mother's Day is right around the corner, right around the corner. And if you're looking for something special for mom, let me tell you about the Mother's Day brunch that they're going to have at the Montana Sky Restaurant. You know, we always brag about our view here at the top floor of the Doubletree Hotel, looking out over the Beartooth Mountains. Nice, beautiful, sunny morning here. Well, you could have that same view for Mother's Day brunch, because the Montana Sky Restaurant is on the 20th floor of the Doubletree in downtown Billings. They've got a special Mother's Day brunch coming up. It's going to have a prime rib carving station. It's going to have crab cakes, halibut with lemon beurre blanc, shrimp ceviche, so much more. And, of course, all the desserts and breakfast as well. So check out the Montana Sky Restaurant. By the way, they're open for breakfast every day, 6 to 10, and dinner. Nice place for dinner.